Blog Talk Radio.
Never. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you really believe? Amen. Glory to God. Do you believe, or you're just saying it because you have lips? Do you believe? See, I believe that the blood still heals, that the blood still works. I still believe in the blood-stained banner. I still believe that Jesus rose on the third day with all power in his hand. I still believe that he will never leave me nor forsake me. I still believe that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I still believe if I trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding and in all thy ways he and acknowledge him, he will direct my path. I still believe in the name of Jesus, every enemy must flee. At the name of Jesus, the devil must flee. Anything connected to the devil must flee. Every imp must flee. Every trick of the enemy must flee. Every spirit of anger must flee. Every spirit of suicide must flee. Every spirit of lack of confidence must flee. Every spirit of poverty must flee. I truly believe, I will always believe, I will always believe, because I know where would I be if it was not for the Lord. If you really believe in the Lord, trust and believe in him, give God a hand clap of praise. Nobody had to be around you. Give God a praise just because he's God by himself. Because, see, I still believe that he's Alpha and Omega. I still believe he's the creator of all things. That there's no one or nothing greater or higher than him. Amen. Glory to God. I pray against every spirit that's not like God. I even believe, listen, if two or more touch and agree, amen. Glory to God. If we touch and agree right now, Jesus will be in the midst. So I'm touching and I'm agreeing with somebody that this disease will have no place in your home. It will have no place in your body. It will have no place in the atmosphere. It will have no place in your children's body, that it will be done with. It will be done. See, I believe that God has a bigger plan, and we're going to discuss that right now. We're going to discuss that in a few seconds, but we got to go back to believing in God's word. We got to go back in believing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We got to believe these things. And we say we believe, and we say we believe, but our actions show something totally different. There's times when we are sitting and moping and woesy me. We don't have faith. Our bodies is bent over because we just don't trust God that he's going to fix this. Why is this happening to us? We ain't got to worry about why it's happening. We just got to trust God that he still knows what he's doing and he's still in charge. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Your Fix It 6. And I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And on this beautiful, rainy day, I like to thank God. I like to thank all our listeners. I like to thank all our supporters. And listen, we got Bible on this evening. Glory to God. We have Bible on this evening. Amen. I was sitting down here in the studio, and I came, and I was sitting here, and I was just thinking about all the things that's going on in the world. And I sat here and I said, in a time like this, now people might not understand me, so I'm going to try to break it down as clear as I can. In a time like this, that everything that we're going through, I would love to be around all my brothers and sisters in one house right now while we're going through what the world is going through right now. Because we done got out of loving each other. We done forgot out of supporting each other, crying with each other, hugging each other. You know, I thought about how we get together sometimes and we play dominoes and we get together and we play spades and we laugh and we talk. But we done got so caught up in our careers and our jobs and our cell phones and our cell phones and our cell phones and our cell phones, Snapchat this, Instagram this, Facebook that. We done got so far gone that not only is we forgot God, but we done forgot about each other. We come in the house, everybody scattered to separate rooms. We're using the same Wi-Fi, but we can't talk to each other. We're using the same Wi-Fi, but we ain't got nothing to say to each other. And I believe that in this time, you know, we can sit back now and talk. mom can do the daughter's hair like mothers used to do. Fathers and son can tinker on the cars together and talk about sports and talk about baseball. And a family that prays together stays together. And I believe that God is putting this back. He's our Father, and he wants all his children to be in the right place, in the right atmosphere. And he wants us to praise him and praise him together. He wants us to be unified and coming back to him. He don't want just the father and the wife coming back, the son and the daughter. He wants the family to come back to him as one. So when he bless one, he bless all. When he anoint one, he anoint them all. I was reading something in the book of Isaiah, and I know First Lady McNeil, she always say this, and it came to me that as a time such as this, maybe this is God's plan. The book of Isaiah, chapter 55, 8 and 9, say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." We don't know God's plan. God might be allowing this for a reason. Listen, he's going to keep who he's going to keep. We all got an expiration. There ain't no ducking it anyway. Amen. But we got to get back to allowing the church and the leaders of the church to be the strength of our communities, the strength of the neighborhood. We done got out of going into the house, fellowshipping together, praising God together, seeking God together, allowing the grace and the glory of God to fall upon us, to impact us with his power, his wisdom, his Holy Ghost, and everything that he wants us to have. And I believe that we are in these little cocoons together for a reason, because in every cocoon, there's a teacher. In every cocoon, there's a preacher. You might not be anointed to call to preach or teach, but guess what? You know the word. And at this time, when you in that lonely place, the first thing we do is call out to God and say, "God, why?" The scripture just told you why. Your thoughts is not like mine. Mine is way higher than yours. Let me do what I do. I just need you to trust and believe in me. Amen. Proverbs say, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall" what? "Direct our path." We done got so far out of trusting and believing and letting God lead, we get titles, we think we can lead the world. We get called to do something, we think we own the world. We just push God right out the way. "Oh, I got this. I got this." We keep saying, I. God has to come back and shift. He has to do a shifting. And, you know, you remember how he did in Sodom and Gomorrah? He kept telling Noah, "Listen, prepare. Tell them this. Tell them this." But nobody listened. I think now we're going to listen. It's happening so rapidly, and it's happening to any and everybody. We got to get back on our knees. It's not enough just to say, "Oh, Lord, thank you." No, get back on our knees and cry out. Amen. I just wanted to share that before I get into the word. And I know somebody was like, "Well, I thought that." No, I just had to speak what God laid on my heart for his people. Don't worry. Don't cry. If you're going to cry, cry over me. Cry over me on the cross. Cry over my blood. Cry over my suffering. I got this. God has this. And if you're into titles, the title of this message on this evening on Your Fix is Sick. Matter of fact, Your Fix this evening is titled "Just a Reminder." Amen? Just a reminder. And we'll be coming out of the book of Matthew. Amen. And we're going to, oh my God, we're going to have some fun with the word of God. And see, if you're stuck in a house with somebody and you're stuck in the house, you know, why not get together, pull out the word of God? It might have been a long time. Brush off the Bible that's been sitting on the mantelpiece. Go upstairs and get the Bible that you put in that shoebox. Go upstairs and get your Bible, or go in the basement and get your Bible, wherever you may have put it at. Go get it and get the family, everybody. And tonight, We're going to trust and believe in God. We're going to rededicate ourselves to the Father. We're going to rededicate our thoughts, our ways, our hearts, our minds, our giving, yes, of ourselves. Yes, we're going to operate in love and compassion. We're going to operate in helping someone that's less fortunate than us. We're going to get back to the foundation of serving God. See, there's a foundation to get back to. Amen. I just want to share something with you, and please work with me, ride with me. Amen. If you need a transpass, they're free tonight. Amen. If you ain't got no gas, touch it in the name of Jesus and you shall have some gas. But we're going to move forward. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to go to the book of Matthew. We're going to go to the chapter 14 and we're going to start at verse 13. Remember, we're talking about just a reminder, because a lot of us have forgotten who Christ is. We don't forget about the miracles he performed. We don't forget about how he pulled us out of our dark place. We don't forget about the grace, the mercy, the favor. We don't forget about the sacrifice. We don't forget about him walking on this earth as a human being, never did nothing wrong to no one, but people lied on him, spat on him, beat him, did all kinds of things for him, and he walked and walked in love and did it because he wanted to be an example for us for a time such as this. Because there's somebody who don't know Christ right in your community. There's somebody who might not know Christ that might be going through something right now. And because they don't know Christ, the spirit of suicide creeps up in their mind. The spirit of giving up creeps right up in their mind. Lord, why is this? They don't even say, Lord, why is it happening? They ask each other, why? What's going on? And I noticed how they kept the stores open, because we need that. They keep the drug stores open. We need that. But why is the wine and spirit store still allowed to stay open? We don't need that. We don't need that. That's why they changed it from state store to wine and spirit. There's some spirits in that stuff that somebody's going to drink, and they're going to be isolated in these houses, and depression is going to set up. But I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. It shall not happen. We shall not die. We shall not commit suicide. We shall not walk on the dark side, but we're going to trust in God. Matter of creed, you don't even go in the state. I decreed it to get shut down. Even that has to shut down. See, we got to start going back to laying hands on buildings. We have to go back to the old school and start humming. We got to start praying like, Lord, we know that you're in charge. What shall I do? Hallelujah. I want to get into the word. Amen. Glory to God. I hope everybody's having a blessed evening. I hope there's joy in the household. I hope somebody's cooking some pinto beans and rice and some cornbread. I hope you got some black-eyed peas in the pot. But if you don't, whatever you have, thank God that you have something, because there's some people who don't have nothing. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot, not in a jitney, not in the Uber, not in the Escalade, not in the Navigator, on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion. He just wasn't moved. He was moved with compassion. When was the last time you was moved with compassion for somebody else? Where you was moved with passion? Is we still open to the Holy Ghost when the spirit of compassion come on you to move in the favor of someone else? Do you operate in it? Do you receive it? Or do you lock it out? That ain't for me. That must be a mistake. God, Jesus moved. Amen. And compassion for them, and he healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not have need to go away. You give them something to eat." Ministers, leaders, We got to start feeding again, spiritual food. We got to start allowing them to get obese off the word of God, allowing them to get obese things of God. Listen, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. Then he what? Commanded the multitudes to sit down. Listen, sit down. I need to talk to you. Sit down. You've been slipping too long. I know he's feeding them natural food, but when was the last time we fed someone spiritual food? Yeah. When is the last time you invited somebody to dinner and then we talked about the word? When do the brothers get together and fellowship about the word? When do the sisters get together and fellowship about the word and not about the weeds? I know it wasn't meant to be funny either. But we're putting God out, but we're talking about everything else. Call of Duty, NFL, NBA. We know all this stuff. We know all their stats. We know their names, who they married to, how many children they got, when they first shot. All we know all that. But what do we know about Christ? And what we know, are we sharing? What you have in your cupboard, is you sharing it? And I'm talking about spiritual food. He said, bring them to me. Then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. Oh, my God. He looked up to glory. He didn't say, oh, watch me do this. He looked up to glory. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave. Blessed, broke, and gave the loaves to the disciples. Before he gave them to the people, he gave them to the servants. He gave them to those who were following him. He gave them assignments. See, a little thing like that, you know, you look at it as a little thing, he gave them to get, that's an assignment. Because, see, you have to still be in the right spirit. You have to be obedient. Your heart got to be right. Because some people, when God, somebody gives them, I'll pour these out right here. Take these fish and give them to the homeless. I ain't got time to be taking no fish. You know what I got to do? See, they are assignments. It's time to get back in a place. It's time to get back on the front line of the warfare. We're in warfare against the enemy. Look what's going on around us. This is not a joke. This is not a game. Jesus is bringing us back to a place where he can empower us, impact us with supernatural power to do a thing, to speak a thing, to speak life, resurrecting life, that we can speak to a thing. And listen. Speak to it and it shall be healed. Speak to death and bring it to life. It ain't happening because we don't believe it like that. It ain't happening because we want itsy-bitsy power. Because, see, you know when you get the power, that you have to isolate. You have to get to a place where there's nobody but you and God on a daily basis. You got to hear from God. You got to weep with God. You got to weep with God. You got to wrestle with God. You got to wrestle with God. You got to hear from God. And a lot of us don't want to sacrifice. We still want to go out to the world. You can't go out to the world tonight, can you? God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitude. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets. After he fed them full, they still had more than enough. They still had some left. See, when you feeding somebody the right spiritual things, they got what you gave them. Then when they get home, they still have some. It's still girded. It's still up in them. So when they go to the house, wherever they may live, wherever they may go at, they got enough to share with somebody else. See, they got enough information to take back to the lost. See, because we done imparted in them, now they can take back what we gave them to someone else. You know why they really don't take it? It's the way we deliver it. You better get yourself together. You keep on playing. You watch what happened. That's not compassion. That's not love. Our deliverance means everything. The way you greet somebody, that means everything. You can't walk up on somebody because they smell a certain way or look a certain way or they whatever you think they're doing or don't or not doing. It's not our place to judge. It is our place to love, to care for, like Jesus did, with compassion. I don't care what they did. I don't care how far they fell. I don't care what they did in the past. I don't care what they did yesterday. My job is to make sure today is a new beginning. Today that they can still know Christ. We're going to, listen, if we don't stop judging, we're going to be judged. Remember what the Bible says. Every time you point a finger at somebody else, point it back at you. Until you can get that thing out your eye, stop it. Stop it. We're hindering the growth of Christ because we're backbiting. We're talking about folk, and we're talking about stuff we really don't know. We're getting second, third, and fourth hand information, and we're just putting it all out in the atmosphere, putting it all on social media, just spreading lies, spreading rumors, and then you damage the man or woman of God's rep because they're going to continue. See, true men and women of God, okay, you said what you said and you did what you did. I'm just going to let God deal with you, but I still got to move forward, and that's the thing that we have to start doing. You know, even as I can say I'm a youth in Christ. As a youth, there's some things that have been said about me. There's some, and they lie, but anyway, there's some things that have been said about me. There's rumors that's been spread about me. There's some things that I did, even being saved, that I know God was not pleased with. But it's my job to go to God, confess it with my mouth, and repent it. See, I learned the confession part from Bishop Butler. See, I thought it was just a repentance. So now everything, every day, every time I confess it, Lord, please take this. My anger got out of control today. Please, I got to get this back to you. I don't want this sin on my heart. I don't want to walk around with this sin. I got to confess it. See, we're not confessing things. You know, we're gossiping, but we're not confessing a thing when it comes to us. Amen. Hallelujah. So they took, the disciples gave the multitude, so they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. 5,000 men, women and children. See, that's power. When you can see a need, and do something. Just speak the word to the heavens, and God manifests enough, more than enough. Enough to fill them up right there with the word. Give them enough a word to take home. Give them enough word to take to the community, take back to their families, take back to the schools. But we want to hold it all for ourselves. We want to quote all these scriptures, and we want to say what God did for me and what God. Listen, if you don't use it, you lose it. God has anointed us, chose us to do a work for his glory, not to walk around saying what I did, not to walk around boasting about a title, because a title is nothing but that. Because if God take that anointing away, that title that you have is what? Nothing. If he take his grace, his favor, his love from you, because you done got to boast it on yourself and forgot about who anointed you, who called you, who are really using you to do a work. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to talk about this thing tonight. I know I might be a little sound like harsh or rash, but the one thing about me, I had to keep my salvation so sincere with God. I ain't got to worry about what you think about me. I ain't got to worry about how you think about me. My sincerity is to Christ Jesus. His light has to shine on me, inside of me. His words have to come forth through me. His power has to come forth through me. I can't operate on my own being, because if I do, I'm nothing. I'm just a dressed up garbage can. I'm just flesh over something, a spirit that ain't had no power. Amen. I need Jesus. I need my brothers and sisters also. I need my brothers and sisters in Christ. I need to be encouraged too. I need prayer too. I need someone to pray for me too. I am not perfect. But I don't need backbiters and backstabbers. The OJ said it best. They're always there. the backstabbers. And we got to get out of that. God is, listen, the atmosphere is what it is because God wants us to get back in place. The atmosphere is what it is because he needs us to get together again and try this thing over. I'm giving us, and he's giving us another chance. He's giving us life because we're still here. He just has to shake up the atmosphere. We're getting out of control. We're doing what we want, when we want, how we want. We're disobeying our parents. We're talking back. We're murdering people. We're killing people. We're lying, stealing, deceiving. We're doing all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with God. Wait a minute. I was reading something when God said it hurt him so bad, he wished he never created us. That's how bad sin had gotten out of hand back then. I don't know what he's thinking right now because we know it's out of hand if we be honest. Amen. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. He had to go before the Father. See, I believe when he went up there, he was thanking God for the power. He was thanking God for the manifestation to feed them. He was thanking God for using him to do a work to make somebody happy. See, that is evidence that he can't, that is his evidence to the disciples that he is who he say he is. What is your evidence? What is my evidence that I can prove to another person that I have power from God, that I am God's child? And I'm not saying no cocky, boastful thing, but is there anything that we can go to someone and say, the Lord has used me? See, he thought after he got finished, this is Jesus, he went back and got on his knees and thanked God. He thanked the Father. He thanked him for using him, and he thanked them for feeding the lost. Because that's what we got to remember. There's souls out there that need us. Amen. We can't forget about the souls. Amen. He sent the multitude away. He went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, oh, my God, when evening came, you know, you done worked all day. You know what happens when the evening comes. He was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the winds was contrary. Now in the fourth watch, and I believe that fourth watch is in between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. You know, on Wednesday mornings when we have that power praise, that hour power praise, that 6 a.m., that's that watch. Early in the morning we up, that's that watch. We're praying for the lost. We're on the wall. We are watching. We're interceding. That's that watch. We get up early. God. We get up early to listen to God. We get up early to get instructions and follow those instructions, no matter what they may seem like, no matter what God says. Amen. That's that watch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. Now, I'm kind of confused about that because I done walked with Jesus. You know, if I was a disciple and I walked with Jesus, prayed with Jesus, been places with Jesus, listened to Jesus, watched Jesus perform miracles, and watch him use other disciples perform miracles, I cannot believe when I see him, I can mistake him for a ghost. But that's how the Bible's written. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm trying to see. We know who Jesus is. We say we know who Jesus is. But when he tells us to do something, and it's not contrary to what we want to do, all of a sudden we say, is that Jesus? I don't know if that's God. That might not be him. But when we want to be in the front, we want to grandstand, we want God to use us mightily and all these good things, oh, I know God said that. When we want a husband, he gives a husband, oh, I know that's God. Oh, he said that's my husband. He said that's my wife. Oh, yeah, he's going to give me that car. Oh, my bank account is going to overflow. Oh, yeah, that's Jesus now. But in the midst of your storms, in the midst of all kinds of muck and chaos going on in your life, and you're looking for Jesus, and you wake up and you know it's him, but all of a sudden it seems like a ghost. Why? Why do it seem like a ghost now? Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. They saw him walking on the sea. They were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. There's an exclamation point in there. It's a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, woo, saying, be of good cheer. Exclamation point. Be of good cheer, I. Do not be afraid. In this time, be of good cheer. It is I who's still in control. It is God that's still in control right now in the midst of everything that's going on. Be of good cheer. It is I, said Jesus. In the midst of all this, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Nothing or no one can lay a hand on you without God's permission. So stop wavering to the left. Stop shaking. Stop worrying. Hallelujah. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you. Wow, command me. So a lot of us keep saying things, Lord, give me this. If you want to use me, Lord, you can use me mightily, Lord. Make me the greatest evangelist there is, Lord. You'll use me, Lord. And you got to church with one person, but you got to go every week, and it's driving you crazy. Ain't nobody showing up, but you keep saying, use me. But that takes patience because that builds character. See, you know, God knows if I keep sending you to an empty church, if I keep sending you to an empty church, you're going to spend time with me. You're going to get strong in Christ. You're going to spend time with me. You're going to get strong in Christ. So when I start sending them in, whoo, the glory that's already on you will light the house up. But if you keep shutting the door because there's only one person coming, or if you keep shutting the door because you're sitting out in the parking lot and you don't see nobody, if you keep sitting in the door because you call the church and they tell you ain't nobody there, that's not God-like. That's not an assignment. Being lazy like everybody else. Let's keep it real. Hallelujah. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. The next verse said, but when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, it was an exclamation point, save me! Lord, save me! Right now, we're seeing the waves, and we're seeing the winds blow. And we're seeing the government say, don't go out! Can't do this! Save me, Lord! It seems like I'm drowning. I can't do nothing. That's how he wants you, to cry out, to have that sincere heart again when you first got saved, to have that sincere cry out again, to have that sincere fire again. He needs us to be in a place where he can grab hold of your attention. Come, he told Peter. Peter got on the water and started walking. It got a little rough. All of a sudden, his mind, he took his mind off. What's going on? He began to sink. A lot of us is beginning to sink because we done took our mind off Christ. We done took our eyes off Jesus. We done took our eyes off the source. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who saved me? And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Because things are the way they are. Why are you doubting me? Because the government said you can't go out. Why are you doubting me? Because things seem bleak. Why are you doubting me? Because now you ain't got no job. Why are you doubting me? Because right now the rations of food seem like it's low. Why are you doubting me? Can't get to the hair salon now. Why are you doubting me? Can't get your toes done now. Why are you doubting me? Can't go out and eat now. Why are you doubting me? Can't go to casinos now. You ain't got no business there anyway. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. See, when you get in the boat with God, everything ceases. We got to get back in the boat. Some of us done got out the boat. We left Jesus in the boat by ourselves with all the power. We just left the power and jumped out because we was in panic. We were scared. We was afraid. We wanted to do our own thing. But Peter cried out, "Hey, save me." We got to start crying out, "Jesus, save me. Save my mind. Save my soul. Save my heart. Save my anointing. Save me. Save my family. Save my neighbor. Save my friend. Save my enemy." There's got to be some authority when we speak to Christ. We got to walk in authority, not authority over Christ, but enough authority to know that God knows we mean it. Lord, I done slipped up a lot. I need to be changed. I need a new baptism. I need a new blood. I need some of that blood you ain't nobody got yet. I need that supernatural stuff that you got. I need that grace and favor that you got. I need that compassion and love that you got. I done got nasty and evil. My mouth done got funky and stinky. Lord, gird this tongue up. Please. Burn out everything in me that's not like you. Go to the depths of my soul, and that thing that I'm hiding, that I think I'm hiding from you, pick the lock and take it out. Throw away the key. I need to be more like you. I can't stand my nasty self right now. Help me, Jesus. Oh, help me. I need help to be more like you. I can't do it by myself. And I can't depend on man right now. I'm going to the source. I'm getting back in the boat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please let me back in the boat, Jesus. Please let me back in. Oh, God. Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly, the Son of God." When God started moving, he's moving now. We just don't see it. We ought to start giving him praise now. We ought to start giving him understanding now. We ought to start saying, "Whoa, I understand you, Lord." We ought to stomp our feet and clap our hands. We ought to let Jesus know we love him. I don't know about you, but I love my Lord. I love God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We got to get back in the boat. This is just a reminder. Hallelujah. Just a reminder, y'all. God is still in charge. He's still mighty. He's still all-powerful. He's still the author and finisher of our faith. He is still glorious, strong, wise, beautiful, loving, caring. He's all good, and he loves us enough to do what he's doing to bring us back to him. It's not a time to weep and cry and murmur. It's a time to say, "Thank you, Lord, because I almost lost my mind out there by myself. Thank you, Lord, you've given me another chance. Thank you, Lord, you allow me to see the light. Thank you, Lord, you allow me to get another chance to get it right." Some of us need that other chance to get it right. I don't know about you. I need another chance every day. Every day, please, Lord. Yep, search me. Arrest me. Frisk me. Take everything I ain't supposed to have. But you keep on loving me because I ain't going nowhere. See, I done ran too many times. And every time I ran, guess what happened? I ran into a brick wall. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we have a few seconds with a song? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I would like you to help me just welcome this great worshiper by the name of Jekalen Carr.
Your will be done. done it, Lord. Thought it right. All was wrong.
Just like the prodigal son,
I demanded my right because of my pride. But from now on, so wrong.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Do it your way, Lord. I'm sorry, because I know it got to be a radio etiquette, and I might be. Some things just get to my spirit, and it's not just here on the show, but I could be anywhere. If I hear a song and it's ministering to me, I got to express that. I'm so sorry. I mean, no disrespect to nobody. I don't mean to get all caught up in the song. You know, somebody might be listening to it, and I'm not trying to, you know, sing over the song. I am so glad that God has given me a spirit to absorb true worship music, true worshipers. He allows me to absorb that. I love worship. I love worship. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'll be the first to cry. I'll be the first to weep. But I'll stop in my footsteps when it's true worship. I just need it. And I thank God for the spiritual sponge that he has put in me to absorb true worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Enjoying. I hope we are enjoying our fix on this evening, on this beautiful rainy day. Amen. Before I go any further, I would just like to thank the servicemen of the Doble Air Force Base. Amen. Everyone at the Patterson Building that's been not only serving the country, but serving other soldiers, men and women. We just want to thank you all and give you a shout out on Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. We want you to know that us here will be praying for you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and we ask God to continue to give you favor, your family's grace and mercy while you're away. Protect your families and your loved ones. Amen. Glory to God. And to my leaders, new and old, I just want to remind you of a scripture, and I'm not trying to take nothing away from you if you're not a leader, because if you're serving the Lord, you're going that way as a leader, amen, one way or the other. But I just wanted to share something that the Lord, that Moses had shared with Joshua when he became a new leader, amen. And it says, "And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed." Listen, leaders. We got to stand up. We got to shine for Jesus. That's what we got to do. And I don't mean going on, I'm going to save. Nope. With compassion and love. We got to love on God's people. We got to take, I wish you would. See, this is just how I think. Right now, while I know everybody's home, we can just knock on doors now. With the love of the Lord, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sisters? Everything okay? We just passing by, you know, we just want to do the Lord's work. We want to make sure everybody's okay. If you would like us to pray for you, we're here to pray. If there's a need, please let us know, and if we can help you, we will. Amen, because everybody's inside now. There's no running. You know what I mean? If you got somebody on either side of you, you know, you got the little porch house, you can jump over the rail, knock on the door of the love of the Lord and just share a little word. Just let them know that you're in the community. Let them know that you're nearby if they need prayer. They need something that the Lord, a representative of Christ, the Most High Christ God, is right there. This is the time, you know, because you got to be in at 8 o'clock. So you shoot right out. Start knocking on doors. There's no excuse right now. If you have to put on a mask, amen. You put on gloves, amen. But I ain't got no fear. So whatever it is, if I'm doing God's work, I know he got me. The scripture just said he went before me and cleared the atmosphere. He went before me and cleared my lane. I just got to do the work. It's just something to think about. Amen. Glory to God. I just know that God is real, and I just know that he loves us. And I just believe that we have to remember that. We just got to remember scriptures, and I just want to, if it's okay with the audience, give a shout out to First Lady of Mount Carmel International Radio Ministry, because like she did something this week, like she went all out Sunday morning, you know, because she was obedient to the law of the land. And but she said, listen, I got a word. If nobody, listen, I'm putting it in the atmosphere. She got up early in the morning, you know, did the same process she would do, got fully dressed, got the word together, praise and worship. She did the whole, the way she would do it if we was in church. And I think that's honorable of her. And I like to just say thank you to her, because I need to let her know that God is well pleased when we're doing his work without anyone knowing. We got the right heart, that, you know, we don't have to broadcast. We just listen. And the church doors might be closed, but the Word of God is on Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. I'll be up at whatever time it is, and I'll do God's work. And we got to get back to the place where we got to sacrifice ourselves for somebody else. We got to do the work. I trust and believe. Please trust and believe me. If you're doing God's work, you're in my prayers. And not to say that those are not in my prayer, but what I mean by that is I got to be able to pray your strength. I got to be able to pray your protection, ahead your protection around your mind and those who's in your circle. We got to be able to be our brother's keeper truly, amen, in a time such as this, amen. We truly got to be our brother's keeper, amen, amen. Because the Bible said that you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no gods was formed, nor will they be one after me. Amen. The book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 10. Amen. Glory to God. That's the word. And when we start fighting in the word, that clears up the smoke. That clears up. See, the enemy has to back up. When your heart is right and it's lined up with the word of God, and you're not just saying words, you done went to the Lord and he done gave you scriptures. When you speak everything that's not like God, it has to fall to the ground. Amen? Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. And that's not a scare tactic. That's the word of God. He's trying to get us back in place. He's giving us information. It's almost like a cheat test. He's telling us what to do. We just got to line up. We got to line up in this season, in your homes. Walk through your house. Clear everything out. Get everything out that's not like God. Get your oil, yes. Get your Holy Ghost oil. Look, touch, tap, pray over those who are sleeping. Put the oil on them. Listen, anything that's not like out of here. This is almost like a new season. God is like starting all over, giving us a fresh start. We got the information. We just got to have the willpower and the faith. The faith. Amen? The faith. Because those who hope, and the Lord will renew, he will renew, he will renew, he will renew your strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's the word of God. It's not me. I'm quoting it because I'm trying to get it in my spirit. I'm quoting it because I trust and believe the word of God has power. I'm quoting it because I have to trust my God. I have to look around you, see the quietness and the stillness now, because we can't be moving and grooving no more. It's prayer time. It's worship time. It's quiet time. It's time to listen and be obedient to thus saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in Christ Jesus. Amen. This has been your Fix at 6. And I'm your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Before we close out on this evening, I want to pray that the word of God fall on fertile ground. I want to pray that each and every household be safe and covered in the blood. I want to pray that our health is covered in the blood. I want to pray that our minds has been renewed. I want to pray and trust the Lord has done and will continue to do each and everything that he said he's going to do. I'm going to pray that he's pleased with me for being obedient. I want to pray for the leaders Don't be faint. Don't be in a spirit of worry. Don't feel like you're condemned. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't give up the fight. God is with you. We got to trust and believe the word of God and not the word of man. You know who you are. You know what God called you to do. Our time is God's time. There's souls waiting for us. There's no time for nonsense. So, Father God, I ask you to cover my brothers and sisters with your precious blood. I ask you to keep us in your perfect peace. Cover our homes in your blood. Cover our communities with your blood, God. Go through the atmosphere, God, and blow away everything that's impure and not like you. Show up, God, and show out, God. Let us understand that you're making a shift in the atmosphere. Give us peace of mind. Give us joy. Give us laughter. Give us understanding of Christ Jesus, God. Go through the homes and replace the sadness with joy. Let there be a joy of one another together. Break up the Wi-Fi. Put down the machines. Put down the phones. Put down them again. Listen, get with each other and thank God for each other. Hold on to God. Hold on to the horns of the altar. Love the altar. Love on each other with the love of the Lord. And thank God that you have each other. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for your husband. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your grandma. Thank God for life. And remember, he is almighty. He created the moon, the atmosphere, the oceans, every animal, everything. He will not fail you if you trust and believe in him. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to thank you, and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that all will be well and your homes will be covered this evening. Thank you, and I hope you enjoyed your fix. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.